Here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. Network Rail has announced the beginning of its five-year £45.4 billion plan to deliver a simpler and greener railway to cope with the demands of climate change. Hundreds of staff will attend Network Rail's new Weather Academy to help make them amateur meteorologists, better able to interpret forecasts and make better operational decisions in bad weather conditions. More than 600,000 metres of drains will also be built or rebuilt, while CCTV will be installed at high-risk flooding sites. Critical work for a new viaduct along the HS2 route took place over the Easter weekend. Engineers worked on two huge viaduct piers that will support the small Dean Viaduct south of Wendover. Work included building 49-metre-deep foundations for the pier east of the railway and lifting a 42-ton Y-shaped segment onto the pier west of the railway. The viaduct will stand 6 metres above the road at 345 metres in length and is one of only two places in the Chilterns where the new HS2 route will run above ground level. It's expected to be completed in early 2025. And Network Rail will spend £22 million on improving drainage on its East Coast route to help prevent major disruption to passenger services and to increase safety. The funding will allow renewal and refurbishment projects to be carried out along the route, including the implementation of an enhanced monitoring and maintenance program of drainage systems. Proactive climate resistance work is currently taking place at Brownie Curve near Durham, where engineers are working to stabilise 1 kilometre of land alongside the East Coast mainline, ensuring the reliable and safe running of trains for years to come. During CP7, the East Coast route will see a total of £2.8 billion invested into the day-to-day running of the railway and a widespread programme of renewals and upgrades on the network. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.